There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in Australia, and tomorrow, May the 3rd, Australians will vote in a crucial election amid heightened anti-Semitism following the October 2023 Hamas attack on Israel. This violence has shattered and affected Australia's sense of safety for Jews, with increasing hate crimes, vandalism, and threats to Jewish sites, including a synagogue firebombing in Melbourne. The current government has been criticized for its slow response, despite recent efforts to address the issue. The election's outcome will significantly impact the safety and future of Australia's Jewish community, which faces ongoing threats and a strained sense of security. Moving across the Pacific to South America, where the Argentine government has declassified nearly 1,850 documents revealing how Nazi fugitives, including Adolf Eichmann and Joseph Mengele, escaped to Argentina after World War II. Released at the urging of the Simon Wiesenthal Center, the documents highlight the financing and routes, known as ratlines, used by Nazis to flee Europe. The collection provides an insight into Argentina's role in harboring war criminals and is now accessible through the National Archive. The Wiesenthal Center praised the move, emphasizing its importance for understanding post-war history and justice for Holocaust victims. Karen Prien, currently Schleswig-Holstein's education minister, is expected to become Germany's federal minister of education, family, women and youth under Chancellor Friedrich Merz. As a member of the CDU, she often highlights her Jewish heritage with her grandparents surviving the Holocaust and leads the party's Jewish forum. A staunch supporter of Israel, Prien publicly shared a personal moment back in November 2023 wearing her mother's Star of David necklace to honor her Jewish roots amid recent tensions. As we end another week, let's look at what stories made headlines. The USC Shoah Foundation, founded by Steven Spielberg, has been dedicated to preserving Holocaust survivors' testimonies for decades and is now expanding its focus to document Jewish experiences of global anti-Semitism since World War II. The International Criminal Court in The Hague has decided to prohibit the release of new arrest warrant requests which can affect Israeli officials. Irish rap trio Kneecap has been removed from two prominent German festivals and faces challenges with their US work visas after making anti-Israel statements at the Coachella Music Festival. In Australia, research has shown that Hebrew conversation groups have transformed from informal gatherings into vital community hubs, strengthening ties between the Jewish diaspora and Israel. In the United States and Canada, state and local officials, along with public schools, have henceforth designated April the 29th as hashtag End Jew Hatred Day to support Jewish communities in combating anti-Semitism. Israel commemorated Memorial Day and celebrated its 77th Independence Day amidst devastating fires which have now been brought under control. And finally,
lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast, babe.
Jewish music icons Barbra Streisand and Bob Dylan will collaborate on her upcoming duet album, The Secret of Life Partners Volume 2, fulfilling longtime wishes. Their history includes mutual influence, with Dylan once sending flowers and notes to Streisand in the 1970s and later exchanging letters. The album will feature their duet version of The Very Thought of You, combining classic and modern songs. It also includes Letter to My 13-Year-Old Self, offering new timeless pieces for future audiences. Streisand says she enjoys collaborating with talented artists, and her new album features old friends, label mates, and newcomers she admires greatly. This collaboration marks an important milestone for both legendary artists, celebrating their enduring impact on music and culture. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.